Mzayin Amid Aleph. We hear the Machlikis, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, if Peri of the Chalipim. Rav Nachman held, you need a Keli, because it says, Nal in Midyachin Eloi. Rav Sheshes held, says, Lekayim Kodovo, Lekayim Bicholdovo, that you could make the Kinyan with other articles, and that comes to be Mabe Peres. So the Gemara asks, Lav Nachman Nami Yaksiv Lekayim Kodovo, what does he do? L'chayre Bicholdovo. So he said, no, Lekayim Kodovo Haniknim Bimano. That means you could be kind of Peres. You don't have to be kaina kalim, you can be kaina peiris, but the chefza that makes kinya chalipin is dafke anal dafke kalim. So the Gemara asks, we are four lines from the bottom, Rav Sheish is nami haksiv naloi. Now it says lakayim bichol dovo. Fine, so you can make kinya chalipin bichol dovo. So, but it says Naloi. Why does it say Naloi? Omer lecho Rav Sheshes Mar Naloi Dovo Hamesuyim Av Kol Dovo Hamesuyim. That the article with which you make chalipin with has to be a Dovo Hamesuyim. So Rashi says Sholem. It has to be a Dovo Sholem. Lafuki Chatzi Rimoin V'Chatzi Egois Doloi. But if you pay this are good. That's true, but it has to be a pre-sholem. A chatzi rim and a chatzi egeis will not help. Let us see Tosfos for 1 minute. Lafuki chatzi rim and the chatzi egeis deloy. The suda, the gimel, al gimel, the omer la'el, perikame, the chaman, the posik domi, choshev dover hamesui. So Tosfos is asking a kashev. We learned in the first Perek that when you're making your chalipin, the kaina does not have to be oiches in the whole Suda. If he's oiches gimel al gimel of the Suda, that's also good. The Suda can be yud al yud, and he's oiches gimel al gimel at boy, so he's kaina. So Taisa says, Amir de Kekashe. Taisa is a kashe, but a gimel, that is a chelik of a whole suda. It's not a davar mesuyim, it's not a davar shalem, it's a chelik of a davar mesuyim. So why is it good? So Taisa answers the chaman, the posik dummy, just like in Hilchis Kinyonim. The lumbus of chaman, the posik dummy is even though he did not pick up the whole suda. Like this, there's a halacha by Kinyonim, you have to pick up the whole Dovo Anikne. But we have a concept that what is in his hands is commanded posting Dami. It's like it's cut off. It's considered an entity b'fnei atzmai, and I'm kind of this with Agbo, even though I was not Magbiya the whole Suda. So just like commanded posting helps that it's considered a Maisa Kinyon, it's considered an entity b'fnei atzmai, and I picked up the whole entity. That's why I'm kaina. So chaman the posik creates that this is if it's an entity b'fnei atzmai l'gabi kinyonim, so it's an entity b'fnei atzmai l'gabi kinyon chalipa. So it's considered I have a sudar of gimel al gimel. That's what it's not considered a chelik of a sudar yud. It's considered a dover sholei, and that's a meyudik echidish. But that is what Tosfos is saying. That the commander posik domi, if it's considered commander, like it's cut off. So just like you got me the maisa kinyan, that what I did not pick up the whole suda is not megareya, the maisa kinyan is considered an entity b'fnei atzmai. So it's considered an entity b'fnei atzmai that it's called a davar mesuyim. Others want to say that the Dvar Avrom, I think, wants to say that could be Tosfos means, the way we're learning now, the Chaman, the Posik Domi, that is the reason, like it's missing a word, the Kivin, the Chaman, the Posik Domi, Choshev Domer Mesuyim. So Taisus is saying the Teretz. Mesuyim the Gimel al Gimel Domer Lel Peire Kame, that it's good. So even though it's only a chelik of the whole Suda, so then it's like, we're saying, it's like it's missing a word. The Kibin, the Chaman, the Posik Domi, since it's considered like an entity, Bifnei Atzma, Choshev Domer Mesuyim. It's considered an entity, Bifnei Atzma, Gabi Kinyonim, it's considered an entity bifnei atzmai legabi the etzem chayfetz. The Dvar Avraham, I think, wants to learn pshat that the reason it's called a dover sholem is because it is a dover sholem, even though I'm koine three etzbois from the whole Suda, and the whole Suda is 10 by 10, but that's called, it's a Dovah Sholem. A Chatzi Rimoin is not a Dovah Sholem, it's a Chatzi Rimoin. That means, if a person would give me a Rimoin, but he says, don't be kind of the whole Rimoin, be kind of only half of the Rimoin. No, make Chalipin, so could he'll be good? That's called a Dovah Mesuyim. A Dovah Sholem means if the Dovah, not I have to be, the Dovah that I'm koine has to be a Dovah Sholem. So if it's a whole Rimein, it's a Dovah Sholem. So according to this Pshat, the commander Posik Domi, it says it's good. Why is it good? Choshiv Dovah Mesuyim. The Teretz is because Lamais, it is a Dovah Sholem. Fine. That's Rav Sheishes. Omar, Rav Sheishes, Berei de Ravidi, Keman Kasvinen Ha'idna. When all shtoris, which are a shtaraya, and we write, and there was a kinyan chalipin made, so in the end of the shtar we write, V'kilkanina minei b'mone de kosher l'miknaya bei. We say, in the Edom Chasman, this, that we made a kinyan chalipin, the mona the kosher l'miknayibay. We have a whole Megillah. So what are we saying in this Megillah? B'mone lafukimi the Rav Sheishes, that we were kind of with a keli. Not like Rav Sheishes that a peri is good. Doma kainim b'peris. The kosher, we were kind of with a kosher keli. What's that? A kosher keli? Lafuki midishmul da oma koinen bimorika. Shmul says you're koinen bimorika. So, no, we're not koinen bimorika, or bimorika. Bimorika. So, we're not koinen with a morika. Now, what is a morika? So, we'll say over three pshotim. Rashi says, Mareike kli ha'osui migil le'boko. A keli which is made from the glolem of boko. So, other rishainim le'mshat, so what's the chesorim? So, other rishainim le'mshat, the chesorim is because if you put into this keli chamim, the kli will disintegrate. That means it's holding together. If you put tzoinon in it, it will hold. But if you put mashkim tzaynin in it, if you put mashkim chamim in it, it will disintegrate. So it's a kli gorua. That means it's a kli that it's not too strong, since it can only be mekabel tzaynin and not chamim. Others learn because it's a most ikikli. It's made from gilulei boko. There's a raivet. The raivet says maroike is an ovit shomei raglai. That is a maroike. So it's a keli that is, we mentioned the miri. The miri says the whole kinya chalipin works. We mentioned the chemdish lema also. I'm giving this to you, b'matona b'leiv sholem. Give me something else, b'leiv sholem. No, anovit shomer raglayim. It's not moira too much. It's as gemiras das. That's what he's giving him. Taisvi says, Moroike perish garinei tmorim shemachlikim bohem es haklaf. These are pits of tmorim shemachlikim bohem es haklaf that you smooth out a klaf. Now, Dachsig mir pshatn Taisvis is, shittes ha Taisvis is that the translation of a keli is dovashem mishtamshim boy. Taisvis says, a madbeye is as a keli, you can use it for mishkoiles, you can weigh things. So there's a shimush. A shoyer is a keli, you can use it to plow. A chamer is a keli, you can use it to carry masri. So the we're not talking about Hilchas Kalim and Tuma Vitara. We're speaking about in the Kali, which is needed by Chalipa, needs to be a Kali Horoi Lishimush. Now it seems they used to use these garinim, these pits, for sandpaper. They used to be machlik as a cloth. They used it. So it could be this Shimush is not a Choshev Shimush. Everything is a use. You can use something as a paperweight also. I mean, but there are certain shimushim which are machshiv the article that it has a shem keli, and garinei tmorim do not have a shem keli because of this shimush that you can use it for. Fine. It says b'mone dekosha. Now we know two words. Limiknaya. What's limiknaya? Lafuki midalevi da omar bekelov shel makne kamashma lemiknayo beloy laknuyebe. Now beloy laknuye. Miknaya means that you should be koine the keli, and laknuye means you're makne with the keli. So according to Levi, you it's kelov shel makne, you're makne with the keli. Lemiknaya means you should be koine. This keli, kosher lemiknaya bay. Lemiknaya mashma liknois boy. Vuloy mashma lahaknois boy. Oma kelev shol kaina koma. Bay. Now it says this a bay, lemiknaya bay. Rapopo oma limiuti madbeye. Mute madbeye, so that means, even though so, according to Taisvis, let us make a chashben nefesh. According to Taisvis, Taisvis holds matbeye is a keli. It's chaylish kubay mashkeilois, it's chaylit lois al tzavu bitoi. There's a chesorin of daita tzuros, tzuros avide de botlo. So it's very good, it's bemone de koshel miknaya bay. Only if the keli is a dovishal kayoma, but if it's daita tzorosa, tzorosa vide de botlo. So there's a chesoron in the bay. That's the it is a chesoron in the bay. According to Rashi, we have here a problem over here, and Bahamas in this problem, Taisvis was ma'irer, and daf memheyam at base. Rashi holds a matbeya is a peri, it's not a keli. So Taisa asks a mirdike kasha and Rashi, so we said, mone is lafuki peri, mone is lafuki peri. And so now why do you need a new meat on a matbeya? Matbeya is a peri according to Rashi. That is Taisa's kasha and Rashi, which is a mirdike kasha. The Pnei Yeshua brings up Sarashi and Kedushin, which I did not find, but the Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi says, if a matbeya is a keli, so he says, really, it's relevant. That means, if you'll compare a matbeya to a peri, so then it's a keli. Lagabi a peri, it's a keli. Whatever the agedores are, what makes it for a keli. Lagabi a peri, it's a keli. Lagabi a keli, it's a peri. So that means it's in between. It's in between. That means it's relative. It matters. Is it a keli? it matters. Lagabi a peili, it's a keili taka. Lagabi a keili, it's a peili. So memela, so then it's not too gefelach. So gefelach, so that means if it says money means not a peili. So I still wasn't matbeya. That means this is not a peili. This is better than a peili. So now the bay is Rashi says mashme miut. This is also miut. It means it has to be a keili. Afilu lagabi a keili, it has to be a keili. That's bay miut bay v'loy bedavaracha. Only a 100% keili, not a 90% keili. So could be the chesaron is gor als keili, shal teichet in keili. Or maybe that sort keili is enough, but then that is a chesaron of daita tzorosa. Maybe, oh, you need, if it's not a peiri, it's called, it would have a shame keili. Could be better. That means, moni lemute peiri. This is not a peiri. It's better than a peiri. It's in between. So the me it is, because daita tzorosa, that means the etzem out. I don't know. Rashi seems vesan. Oder azay. Rav Zvid v'itayma Ravashi Oma Lemutei Yisurei Hano. Lemutei Yisurei Hano. Now, let us just appreciate for 1 minute what they said. If you have a keli, that's also Bano. So mainly it's possible for Chalipin. We learned yesterday at Taisvis, Taisvis said a problem. And there's a Gemara that says, "V'nosan l'koynes hakodesh ein esin apochas mishavaputa." Sin means it has a monetary value. And then here it says, "Koynem bekeli afal pi she'ein b'shavaputa." It also says, "V'nosan." That was Taisvis' question. So Taisvis says, "How you translate v'nosan?" It depends. If you're talking about a tashlumim, so then the v'nosan means you should give something with a monetary value. So ain't nesina pochas mishava pute. If you're speaking about a nesina skeli, shalvishnal v'nosan rayil, so then it does not necessarily, so it's talking about a nesina now doesn't have to have a shava pute. And Taisvis brought a raya that the translation of nosan is dependent what it's talking about. We're talking about momenis, and in the sine pochus mishava pruta. We're not talking about momenis. So Taisvis, you see, it says by get, it says v'nosan, v'nosan v'yodo, and the get is good afilu beisuri yano. So you see, v'nosan does not necessarily have to mean a monetary value. It's also about no. Well, Yisrael is also good. So Taisvis compared Chalipin to get. That means Benosan does not necessarily have to mean a Nesina of Shavius. If it's talking about a Chayfet, so it's a Nesina of Chayfet. And you don't need a Shavius. That's why Koinim Bekliyahu Bishem Baim Shavaputa. That's why you can give a get Beisureyano. Frektav Nemeluim, fine. So why is he, so Taisa says, if Vinosa means in the sinus achayfit, so then you don't need any monetary shabbos whatsoever. So that's why, get al isurei no is kosher. So why is by Chalipin isurei no good? This is a problem. This problem has to be addressed. So, I mean, you don't need a nesina of shabbos, so why is isurei no good? So we can learn a few pshatim. Davne Miluim says at Teretz something very interesting. He says, Isurei Ano, you cannot be Zoichen Isurei Ano, because ownership, the concept of ownership is only applicable if it's something that can be used. Some Amela, that's called I owe it, I possess it. If I can't do anything with it, that's called I'm a bailin. What do you have? So there are shittas of Rishainim that you can't be zoichen isuriyano. Zoktavne miluyim amoyr de kezach. Zoktavne miluyim There's a merlik a chilek between chalipin and get. By chalipin, let's start the other way. By get, the din is, I feel like you give it bal kocho, she's also a get. I ain't schia bal kocho. She's not zoichin to get. She doesn't want to be zoichin to get. So she's not zoichin to get. He says, by get, you need a mice in the scene. You don't need a mice zchia. Don't be zoichin to get. He gave her the get. She's the get. It's not hers. It's not hers. She doesn't have to become hers. She, there was an asinus a get. So that's why Kosval is Surya Nurs Kosha. By Chalipin, yesterday we learned a Gemara. The Gemara was clearing, how is the Makna Koine the Suda? Nechale, the Lekoine, the Levi Makne, Koine, the Lechel, the Ligma Velikne, like, the Gemara said a whole Shtik Torah, why the Koine wants that the Makne should be Koine the Suda. Of Al Koponim, we see from the Gemara that the Makne is to be Koine the Suda. Zutavni Meluim, so it's Isurayano, it's no good. Because you can't, there's no schi in Yisuriyano. That is one mahalach why Yisuriyano is no good. There's another mahalach why Yisuriyano is no good. So others want to say, you need a keli. The definition of a keli is, you can be mishtamish with it. If my hands are tied, I can't use it. It's osa bano. So it loses the shame keli. It's not a keli. That's how others want to say pshat. Divya Cheskel brings down that such a pshat, that it's not a keli. Or others want to say it's like a kli meluke. It's a kli garua. I mean, it doesn't lose the shame keli, but we see there are certain milas that a keli has to possess. A kli garua, it loses the shame keli. So Yisurei Ano has, so it's missing in the Shem Keli. Agavuche, so we have here a few mahalchem, why Yisurei Ano is no good by Chalipin. One mahalach is because he has to be zoiche in the makne has to be zoiche in the Keli. So then the chesorim is not in the keli, the chazon is limiknayabe. In the limiknayabe, you have to be kaine with it. If I'm not zeiche in the keli, I can't be kaine. If you learn it loses the shame keli, then the chazon is mone. So it's very interesting. When we are learning the Gemara, it says, the konine minei bemone de kosher limiknayabe. Bey means lafuki yisuriyano. So is bey a miut in the lemiknaya, or is bey a miut in the money? Is it a bey a miut in the money? So it's only in this machlokes, in the machlokes achoinim. According to Ravne Miluim, it's lemiknaya bey. You have to be kaina with it. He has to be kaina. It can't be kaina. So it's not, it's a money, it's a keli, but lemiknaya bey. According to the Mephoshim, that it loses the shame keli, bebonet, this obey is a meat and money, that this is not a money, or it's a, so that's these two mahalchim. Mitisuno, ikedamri, bey, omara papa, lemuti mat bey, the kosher, omara zvid, vitaimer ravashi, lemuti yisuri ano, Abu Marika la Yitzterech. So now we have here the meat is from not from the word bay. The meat is from kosher. So also you have to know if kosher is a meat in money or kosher is a meat in the miknaya. Zukta Yisves. What's the Rash Lisa Chemem with the Leikon? Lafuki with the Levi, the Mabekel of Shamakna, Mash with the Lochi Kerab, and we know I'm very Kashelek, Abahi Amse, the Umbala Kni Ho, the Kni Navshech. Someone wanted to be Meshacher, a Shifra Knanis with Chalipin. So he gave her a kumsa was a type of a headwear, and he told her, kni ho, b'kni nafshech, b'kaine this, and with this, b'kaine yourself. Also, the kami the Rav Nachman, amalele, also, the klum damle, kelov shel makne. It's kelov shel makne is not kaine. Now, we're starting a new sugya. We'll finish with chalipe. We hear in the Mishnah, asimoin koine esamadbeya. It means if you want to, there are two. Reuven has an asimoin and Shimon has madbeyas. So what is the dover hanimker and what is the tive? So the dover hanimker is asimoin and the tive is the madbeya. Asimoin koine esamadbeya, that means b'meshiches asimoin. The mechuyev to pay the amount that you were kaitzes. Frek the Gemara, my asimoin. What is the taich of asimoin? Omar Rav Mois hanitnois besimen lebeis amelches. Mois that are given lesimen lebeis amelches. Zot Rashi. So asimoin is a loshen simen. Hanitnois besimen. So Rashi says, Habalon mekabel simonim miyad hanimnim lilchaitz bebeis hamelchitz. That means all of those who are going to bathe themselves in the beis hamelchitz, all of them give him coins. And then the balon counts the coins. Now these coins are not a payment. These coins, they can pay with other things. You give the balon coins, lodas that he should know kamahim, how many people are going to use the melchitz. Lefi hem, so according to this knowledge, yechem hamayim, he knows how many people will be using the facilities, so he knows how many pitchers of water he should warm up. V'yochin aluntiyeh, so prepare the towels. So a mele, so the balon, when you go into the melchitz, the balon is there asking, he wants a simen. I want to know how many people are coming in. So you give to the balon a simen. What did they give him? V'nois neloi mois p'chusois v'rois b'simen. So they stick their hands in the pockets to find, so the thing what has the least value by each person, which is just a simen, I can give it, so he goes there, so, mois, prusais, they rubbed out, verois, they're not usable, but I mean, they don't use them anything, so I'll give this for a simen, he needs a simen, I'll give this. So this is the cheapest thing that I can use for a simen, but it has no value as a matbeya. So that's what the Rav said. Mois, hanitnois, besimen, which are prusais v'rois. You have to think about it. Meisevei, Reshio Kash, Ein Mechalul Nemeise Sheini Ala Simoim, Val Mois Anit Nois Besimen Lebeis HaMelchitz. We learned that the Mishnah, you're not Mechalul Meise Sheini, need a Madbeye, not an Anasimoim, and not a Mois, the almois anitnois besimen lebeis hamelchitz. Michlal, the simoin, lav mois anitnois besimen lebeis hamelchitz. Rav said that that's a taich asimoin. Asimoin means that which is used for a simen. We see klonitazoi. They're two different things. The mechal mois hashen al simoin, the almois anitnois lebeis hamelchitz. Bechitaim a perushe kom a farish, Rabbi Meichik devov, from Va'al Mois Anit Nois Pesim Lebeis HaMelchitz, the Bach is Moichik Veloi, that Sikha is not Emes. So they said Va'al Mois, so it will be Moichik Devo, and it will be in Mechala Mois Hashem El Simon, what is that Simon? Al Mois Anit Nois Pesim Lebeis HaMelchitz. So if you'll be Moichik Devo, then you'll say Perushika Mepharish, Voloi Tona Hochi, it's not true. Oh, that we learned, Mechalin Maisi Shaini Ala Simoin Divrei Rabbi Doisa. Vachachomim Oimrim Ein Mechalulim. So you have a Machloikis, you have a Mechalul Ala Simoin. ושובן שמחל ונלמויס הניתנס בסימל לבייס המרסוס. But everyone agrees that you're not מחל ונלמויס הניתנס בסימל לבייס המרסוס. אלו אומר רב יויכנן, so we see clearly not like Rav. We see that Mois Anitnes L'Simba Beis HaMelchitz, everyone agrees that it's not Machal Mois Hashayni, and Asimain is a Machlokes Rab Doise and the Chachamim. So you see clearly Asimain is not Mois Anitnes L'Simba Beis HaMelchitz. Elo Omar Rab Yechenes. Rab Yechenes is Cholek An Rab. Mai Asimain. Pulse. So Rashi Shita is that a pulse is a slug. But a slug means that Bizman Chazal, we had mentioned, Bizman Chazal, the coin was really manufactured by every Yochid. Every Yochid manufactured his coins, and he made the right size and right width and right depth and his coins, and then he went over to someone official to put a tzura on the slug, and they made a tzura, so now it's Yaitse Bahitza. So Be'etzim, an Asimain was something that had all the components of a Matbeya, besides the Stempel, besides the Stempel. So in this we have a Machloikis, Rab Doise, and the Chacham. Is this good for Ma'isa Shaini? Since it has, it's only mechusa tzure, it's not a tzure, it's only askoma, it's a tzav hechsher, this is kosher for matbeye. So, Rav Doise holds that this is a matbeye, this is a matbeye many, not the stempel of making for a matbeye. Chomim hold, no, you need the stempel also. Kol zman, it doesn't have a stempel, so memele. So it's no good. So this is the machloikes. Elam ma'asimin pulse. Ba'oz Rabbi Yochanan le'taymei. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Doise, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Dover Echad. Rabbi Doise and Rabbi Shmuel hold the same thing. Rabbi Doise hold Amorom. Rabbi Doise is that says you don't need a tzura as long as it has all the components of a mebe, that's sufficient. Rabbi Shmuel ma'i. The sign you will learn to baraisa b'tzalta ha-kesev b'yodecha. So what's b'tzalta? So Rabbi Shmuel holds l'rabbis kol dovor ha-nitzror b'yad. Even Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel, something that is held in the hand, that means it has a cheshivus, a person holds it mitzad cheshivusai, that's sufficient to be mechala ma'isa sheni. And Rabbi Kivoyim l'rabbis kol dovor she'esh olav tzure. So we see, so Rabbi Yechanan said that that's a base of holes like Rabbi Shmuel. Sukt Rashi, Pulsem b'chusat tzura, v'koyin lo'i paldon, a slug. Oz Rabbi Yechanan ta'me, midu'uki l'Rabbi Shmuel, the polik al kol dobo, sheino l'atzura, l'hat achilu l'olo. Do'om aki Rabbi Doise, he and Rabbi Doise hold the same, ashminim. Rabbi Yechanan da'asim, midu Rabbi Doise dobo, sheino l'atzura. Zogt Gemara weiter. Keitzat. Moshe achimenu peiris, loy nosa loy mois, heine yoche lach zabois. Keitzad Moshe Chemenu Peres Leinosan Leimois Eine Yochel Achzaboy B'chulu. That means, and the Mishnah says that if you make a Meshiche on the Peres and you didn't give the money, so it's finished. So the Meshiche is Kaine. So the Kaine was Kaine, the article, the commodity, and he's Mechuyiv to pay the Moichel. But Moshe Chimeno Mois, and he wasn't, and he didn't make a kinyan on the Peres, so Yochalach Zaboy. So our Mishnah says, if you give money to the Moicher, Gemicha is it. So the Mishnah differentiates between Kinyan Meshiche and Kinyan Mois. So we look at the Mishnah, the Meshiche is Kaine, Mois are not Kaine. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Teire Mois Kainos. No, Mina Teire Mois Kainos. Mibnei Ma Omru Meshiche Kaine. So this Mina Teire, I think there's a Hamakne that says as follows. We can have a Machlekes on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if Mois Kaine is Meshiche Kaine. So I think the Machlekes says in an oath, we have to understand, when you have a buyer and a seller, and there are different interests, the seller wants money, the buyer wants the commodity, and we have to do one pu'ule to begayme the mekach. When this is done, it's finished. So which pu'ule, not really, there are two interests involved. The moicher wants the money, the buyer wants the commodity. So that be'etzim, with psukim, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds mois kindness. That means the minute the moicher gets the money for the commodity, the deal is over with. That's the makiv patish, and the deal is over. He got his money already. So the commodity belongs to the kain. Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish says no. The Iker Maisa Kinyan comes about when the buyer gets the commodity. That's the best. Now he alone the money, but so the Shaila is in a transaction with there's a conflict of interest, which pu'ula is sufficient to be goyma, the mekach. That's the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So if we learn like this, Sabayishpo, I think there's a Ramban Zakasha, how can you be, if you hold mois kindness, how can you be kaina amatone? How can you be kaina metziya? This is a Ramban Zakasha. So the way we're saying, it's no kasha, or let's ask a different kasha. Let's ask, how is the moicha kaine, the mois? He also makes a meshiche. I mean, how's he kaine the mois? So the way we're saying now, that's no problem. The zikha kinyan of Meshiche. You're Moshe something, you're Koine. The Shaila is, you're Moshe something, you're Koine. The Shaila is, if you have a case of Mekach and Memka, so here the Shaila is, which Meshiche is the Iker to be Goyma of the transaction? The Meshiche is Adomim or the Meshiche is Achefetz? Yeah. Yeah. So Omar Yochanan, Dvar Teire Mois Kainis, Meiker Adin Mois Kainis, Mibnei Ma Omru Meshicha Kaine. So why did they say Meshicha is Kaine? Gzeire Shema Yoimoloi Nisrafu Chitecho Baaliye. That if Mois will be Kaine, so the Moicher will The Lekech did not make the Meshich on the Chayfetz, and the Chayfetz will get burnt, and the Moicha will tell him, it's yours, you were kind of ready, and the Moicha will not bother to be Matzel the Chita. Frag the Gemara, Saif, man de Shoda Dleike Boy Shlumi, whoever was responsible for the fire, you're afraid Nisimu Chutech, whoever responsible, he'll pay for it. Why do you have to be Oike Kinyan Mois? If you're afraid of a Sreife. So the one who's responsible for the Sreife will pay for it. So the Gemara says, no, Alexeire Shema Tipo Dleike Boines. No, we're afraid that the Dleike was made. No one is responsible for the fire. And now it starts, it is like imut mislay bushu saying, so if we'll tell the moichel, helzach zu, you know, if it's going to become worth more, you'll be able to be chayzel. Mosel nafshe, oh, so now we hear something. That means the chesed to do a favor to Yene, that doesn't motivate the person too much. But if you tell him, you know, if the market is going to go up, you could be chayzel, and then look what you lost by letting it burn. Imuk mislei b'shusei mosel nafshe, so then it'll be mosel nefesh, torech o'matzel, and it'll be torech o'matzel. Yeah. That's Sforis Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Omar, Mashiach HaMufaresh is Minotah. You're asking a kasha why when they gave money they can be chayzer, because there's no such kinyan of mois. Yeah, and in order to acquire a commodity with Mekir HaMemka, you have to, the Lekeach has to be Moshech the Chayfiz. Mashiach HaMufaresh is Minotah. Zot Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, no, there's no Rashi. My time at the Reish Lakish. Now what is the time? Where did Reish Lakish see that in order to be koine, you have to make a Mashiche? My time at the Reish Lakish. Oma kro v'chi simkeru memka lamisecho. Oikonoi miyad amisecho. So the Pasuk says, how do you acquire a chayfetz by menka? Konoi miyad amisecha. Tovaranikne miyad liyad. That the yukayne miyad liyad, miyad amisecha. That's how yukayne, that means mishicha. Rabbi Yochanan Omar miyad. No. The Pasuk means miyad amisecha lemuti kalkim. The last bay eino. That means the Pasuk is not talking about how one acquires metaltalim. Not speaking about that. One acquires metaltalim through keser. We had a Rashi before, v'nosna keser bekomle, we see by pidyon hegdish, it becomes the paydes through kinyan keser, v'nosna keser bekomle. No, this Pasuk is coming to tell us, miyada misechem, that we're speaking about metaltalim, and let's learn the whole Pasuk. V'chisim ko memkala misecha, oikone miyada misecha, al soinu ishes amisoi. So the Pasuk is speaking about Yisraino. So the Pasuk wants to tell us that the whole dinaino is only by metaltalim and not by karka. So the miyada misecha is a gili that we're speaking about metaltalim. Rishlokish says, if the Pasuk is only comes to tell us we're speaking about metaltalim, can lichtev kro bechisim kuru memka miyada misecha. I say, oikonai miyada misecha, otaynei. Oikonai lomali, shmamino lemeshicha fakel. Oikonai miyada, the Pasuk wants to tell us, how you acquire it, you claim it to Meshicha. Rabbi Yochanan, Oikonei Mayovidlei, so if the whole thing is coming to tell us that we're speaking about metaltalim, so why did it say Oikonei? Miboilei lech desanya, v'chisim kiru memka altoinu. So the first half of the Pasuk is speaking to the Moicha. When you sell something, don't be ma'ane the lekeya. Ein li'elish nis'ana lekeya. Nis'ana moicha minayim. How do you know that there's a love and the lekeya to be ma'ane the moicha? That means he's going to underpay him for the commodity. Tamalema oikonoi al-soinoi. Al-soinu. So the oikonoi is not coming to tell us how you acquire metaltalim. It's coming to tell us that the lekeich is also musar and the lava veinah.
with the Gemara Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish do with this? Tati Goma Mine, Reish Lakish learns out two things. That Ikona, you learn out that is an Isar Aino on the Lekeach, and also we learn out that the Lekeach is Koine, the Lekeach is Koine through Mashiach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Rabbi Yechna said, "Lemiutei karkemeino dishtoi beikro osi." That the pasuk is speaking about metalfam. The kibud einin yikachas miyad liyad ein boyeino. It tells that the pasuk is speaking about nafke metalfam lezeino no kark. Nichtechvo the Shabbos Mora says it's a rishlokish tain. If it's only coming to tell us that we're only speaking about metal, what does it mean? So Reish Lakish said, I know it's moicher me oikonoi.